Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. Welcome. And I'm super pumped. I've got a great guest. This is a guy I've been following online, and he's a huge LinkedIn expert. He's got a handful of books out there, and I just really respect him, and I want you guys to meet him, and he's going to give us some great content today. Hey, Ted, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. So, Ted Padroma, you have been in the Silicon Valley and in high-tech businesses since 1980 and have really seen kind of the dot-com crash, the internet marketing rise, and all this other stuff. Tell us a little bit of your backstory and how all that kind of got you to be a business and LinkedIn coach.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. I went to school in Pittsburgh. And all the jobs at that time in the computer industry were in Boston or Silicon Valley. And I was 21 years old, and I was just sick of winter. And I think of the Boston winter now, if I was still there. I said, I'm 21 years old, I might as well move to California. My sister had just moved out here. I said, what the heck? And it's been a crazy ride. I worked for some great computer companies. I worked for Cellular One when they had 40 employees.
Wow.
They had like 2,000 subscribers with cell phones when I started. Can you believe that?
Oh, I can. Yeah, I worked for AT&T for a short period. I worked at AT&T when they were developing the cell phone. Just started actually developing the big brick thing that you carried around. Yeah, so believe me, I get it.
Yeah, so I've had quite a wild ride. But I was just working so much. At one point, my son started calling my brother-in-law dad because he was picking him at daycare more than I was.
Wow.
And that was like the big red flag, like, okay, I need to change. So I started consulting at the time, and that was like 1997. It's been consulting, and I worked for a company actually in 2008 when the economy tanked again. I was working with a lot of small businesses and things just totally collapsed. And I had two kids in college, and I applied for this job on Craigslist for online marketer, search engine optimization for a software company. And it was like 5 miles from my house. And they actually hired me. I was like 51 years old.
Wow.
They actually hired me. I was like, really? So I got to manage all their Google ads in 20 different countries. I did SEO for 20 different websites. Just had a ball. And then they grew from $25 million to $125 million during the worst economy. They got venture capital money and laid us all off. They brought in an agency.
Oh, boy.
It's like, well, thank you. We quadrupled your revenue. And
or as they say, thank you very little.
Yeah. Now it's actually a blessing because my kids were finishing college and I was about ready to go out on my own anyway. So I got a severance instead of just quitting. So everything works out. Oh, no. I just want to tell you how I came across writing books. I never thought of writing books. No, it's kind of a crazy story, too. I've been in Perry Marshall's world since 2004. I bought his first AdWords ebook, and I've been in his coaching programs since. And I was just in his roundtable for a couple of years, his $25,000 a year coaching program. And Entrepreneur Press, he has the best-selling Google AdWords book for Entrepreneur Press and the best-selling Facebook advertising book. I said, Perry, they want a Twitter book and they want a LinkedIn book. And he goes, I know a guy that can write that. So he says, calls me up and he says, hey, you want to co-author a couple books with me? And actually his agent called me because I'm Perry Marshall's agent. And I'm like, yeah, right. Perry Marshall is an agent. Why would you be calling me?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we signed the book deal with Entrepreneur Press, and then Perry says, I don't even have a LinkedIn account. I just can't put my name on this book. You write it. I'll write the foreword. And he says, I use Twitter, but I don't see any value. So you just write that book too. And that's how I got the two book deals.
Wow. Very cool. So now that you've started doing this, and we're going to focus on LinkedIn today, give our audience just kind of your perspective of what LinkedIn is and how it evolved.
Okay. I'll be totally honest here. 3 years ago when I got the book deal, I barely had a LinkedIn profile. I hardly ever used LinkedIn because it was back before they made it interactive. It was more just a resume site. So I really didn't know that much about it when I got the book deal.
Wow.
So I bought like 5 books on LinkedIn. I just started going through all the help and all their videos. And I just really became a master of LinkedIn. Then I wrote the book. I kind of filled in the gaps where other books didn't talk about things. And I've just been using it extensively for the last 3 years. So it is such an untapped gold mine. People still think you just put your resume up there and recruiters will find you and offer you jobs. And that's the only reason to be on LinkedIn. Over 350 million business professionals now. They're adding 2 members every second. Over 50% of the people earn over $100,000 a year. So it's just a really high quality business network.
Right. And it's really kind of an extension of, you know, takes your face-to-face networking and your conference networking and really kind of compartmentalizes it, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
So who should be on LinkedIn?
Well, everybody, if you're in business, whether you work for a company or you own your own business, you need to have a complete profile because 88% of people will look at your LinkedIn profile now before they do business with you. Like if I'm going to meet with you, I'd look up your LinkedIn profile. It would be the first thing I would do. So if it was incomplete, it would be like having a half-built website for your business. And people come to and say, why would I do business with this guy?
Mm-hmm.
So your LinkedIn profile has become your professional image on the internet.
Very true. And I noticed something too, is that when people search your name, a lot of times the first thing that shows up is your LinkedIn profile.
Oh, Google loves LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Even things you post on LinkedIn in the publisher, your articles that you post now show up at the top of LinkedIn searches.
Right. And so with all of this stuff, because and one of the things that I hear from a lot of people is like, you know, I don't need another social network. You know, I don't like Facebook. I don't care what I don't care what your kids are eating. I don't want to be on Twitter. Why do I want to be on LinkedIn? Well, what is the best place for people to start? What do you tell people, these are the key things that you need to accomplish in order to make sure that LinkedIn is a great tool for you?
Well, the first thing you want to do is to have that professional picture because first impressions are everything. And on the sidebar of LinkedIn, you've seen it where it says people you may know, it just randomly puts people based on your profile. And they're going to catch you, they're going to catch people's attention over there. So your picture is the first thing they're going to see. So don't use your vacation pictures or you know, your Facebook-type profile pictures. Just get a professional headshot taken. And then the next thing you want to do is the professional headline, which is under your name. LinkedIn stuffs your job title in there by default, but you can customize that. So what I do is I teach people. I think I'm the only one that teaches this method. Most people just put keywords in there, different skills. I teach people to treat it like a headline of an ad to grab people's attention. Because the more people that view my profile when they click on it, the more business I get. That's the bottom line. So kind of treat your LinkedIn profile like it's an ad for you, your personal brand or your company brand.
What are some other unused things that people need to be aware of that are inside of their profile?
You can have your own custom URL. By default, you have one that's kind of partially your name and it has a lot of characters in it. You can actually customize that to make your name. Mine's Ted Podromo, all one word. A friend of mine, Vivica Von Rosen, she calls herself the LinkedIn expert. She grabbed the Twitter handle, LinkedIn expert, and the URL for LinkedIn. So she's all over the top of LinkedIn for LinkedIn expert. So then other things you want to fill out is definitely fill out your phone number and ways to contact you. A lot of people like have this stealth LinkedIn profile. And you've done a lot of business networking where you meet people face to face. So imagine meeting someone face to face and shaking their hand and not telling them your name or giving them your business card.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're on a business networking site. Why are you trying to hide from people?
And then how about jobs and like references and you know, schools and all the, I mean, there's so much stuff that you could put into your profile. What do you recommend on all of that stuff?
Yeah, the more information you put in, that the Google algorithm kind of goes through your website and looks for keywords and certain, and it matches you up in certain ways. The algorithm is very smart. So the LinkedIn algorithm works the same way. It reads your profile, what industry you're in, your job titles, the companies you worked for, where you went to school, every bit of demographic data you put in there, it uses to match you up with like-minded people. So it really does most of the work for you. It starts suggesting those people in the sidebar, says you should connect with Brian based on our algorithm. So it does most of the work for you, isn't it, in networking.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things about LinkedIn is the search capabilities are just outstanding. I mean, there's so many different ways for people to find you or you to find other people.
Yeah, people don't even realize it's a powerful business search engine, basically. Like Google, just for business professionals. And with over 350 million people all over the world now, you can sort those searches by so many different factors.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's where we get into the premium profiles. You start paying. The more money you pay LinkedIn, the more data they'll show you. That's what it's coming down to.
Yeah, which makes sense. I mean, I worked for Arthur Andersen for a short period of time, and when I added that to my profile, and I said I worked for Arthur Andersen, I only worked there a short period of time, right before the Enron crash, I was immediately connected to 168,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's how many people were, you know, had LinkedIn profiles that worked at Arthur Andersen. It was like, wow, it's an incredible amount of people. Now, not all of them spoke English, because, I mean, Arthur Andersen was a worldwide company, but, you know, still, it's an immediate connection, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, when I worked for IBM, the same thing. Over 100,000 people worked for IBM when I worked there.
Yeah, so that's why I think, you know, having a really good, complete profile is so incredibly important. Now, the next question I've got for you is, and since you've been teaching this and doing it with so many people, I'm sure you've seen a lot of mistakes that people have made. What are some of the most common mistakes that you've seen people make in LinkedIn?
The most obvious one is teach my students and clients how, when you meet someone in person, you exchange greeting, you shake hands, and you've met those people at networking events or parties, they talk about themselves, and they just like, blah, 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 buy from me. They don't build a relationship. I teach people to build a relationship on LinkedIn. Don't try to sell. The biggest thing I get almost every day now, these long messages from people I just connected with, sometimes over 1,000 words. It just says, this is me, I'm wonderful, my company's wonderful, my products are wonderful, buy from me. Instead of, hey, thanks for connecting, tell me about your business and who your ideal clients are. If I find any, I'll send them your way. So I try to build that relationship and then eventually get them on the phone and learn more about their business. And then we set up referral networks. I just got a message last week. Somebody just connected with me, and they said, I recently viewed your LinkedIn profile, and they started talking about this LinkedIn training course. And it went on and on. Actually, I'm going to use it in my next presentation because it went on for 2 full pages of the screen of LinkedIn. So I replied back. I said, you said you viewed my profile, but obviously you didn't. And I put a smiley face on it. Never heard from him again.
Of course. Yeah, that's fantastic. I love those kind of things. So, Ted, you've got a system that's going to help people to better understand how to make the most of LinkedIn and their profile and all the tips and tricks and tools and stuff. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a course called Linked Accelerator. And I teach people step by step. I kind of have a 5-step process where first, you have to know why you want to be on LinkedIn. Are you there to generate leads? Are you just trying to grow your network? You know, whatever your purpose is, we clarify that. Because if you know why you're on LinkedIn, you can get better results in a shorter amount of time. So then I talk about building your LinkedIn foundation, which is your profile. That's the key to what we've been talking about a lot. People have to know, like, and trust you before they'll do business with you or hire you for a job, whatever your objective is. Teach people how to build the network with the right people. Don't just connect with everybody. Have a strategy behind it. And then I teach you how to become an industry expert by using LinkedIn publishing and posting your content throughout LinkedIn. And then we get into some really advanced LinkedIn strategies, like the mobile strategies and a a lot of the advanced SEO tricks and running LinkedIn ads. So it's like a 5-week program, and I usually do a course of videos and live interaction. Those people always have questions. It's amazing.
Yes, they do, especially because this stuff changes so fast. So it sounds fabulous. So, Ted, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
The easiest way to get to my website is tedpro.co. Tedpro.co takes you right to my website.
So, Ted, thanks so much for joining us today, man. Some great insight into using LinkedIn for your business. I appreciate it. I've learned some things. I know my audience will, too. So thanks again so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.